the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's Breeze, now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Elgin.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was you, Elgin.
You never knew all that was this whole time?
I knew Elgin was very talented, but now that I know he did the Dougie theme song, I really know he's talented.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I love that song. What a great hook.
Isn't it good?
And, yes, that was amazing.
There was actually a broadcast network that had our show on there. And all the program director had to do was hear the intro song. And he says, all right, we're going to put this podcast on our...
We're going to get sued for this song.
That's amazing. That's all right.
Alan Thicke's coming after him now. Uh-oh. He's like, I think you stole that idea from me.
Maybe. Yeah. Another cool white guy.
It's a parody.
Yeah.
It's under parody law.
There it is.
Good to go. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Hey, welcome to the show. Dougie Almeida here. Elgin David.
What's up, everybody?
Chris Priester.
What's happening?
Fresh off our Ebony and Olive comedy tour show today.
Wow. Yeah.
It was fun.
Listen, yes. You know, it's interesting because I got the call. Somebody referred this particular organization to me, and they said, do you book shows? I go, yeah, that's what I do. And then they said, well, here's the venue. You're going to be performing at an old age home. I mean, they used the proper wording on that. They
right.
basically said it was a retirement home.
Or senior center facility. Mm-hmm.
The facility had two buildings. One was like the regular building, and then there was the assisted living building.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where they had it. And it was interesting because we were going to start. They asked us if we wanted to use a mic.
No, they said, at first they said, we don't have a mic. You're going to, she goes, we don't have a mic. You're just going to be loud.
Right.
You guys got
she
big
said
mouths.
That. You're just going to be loud.
Yeah. You got big mouths.
You're going to project.
Yeah, project.
And right off the bat,
I was
like,
up for it.
You
I
were
mean,
good with it. I'm like, no,
but
no,
Dougie
get the
was
mic.
Like, Dougie was like, what the
And then the lady brings out, eventually brings out this little pig nose mic with like like a cord that's like 4 feet long.
Oh, God. A little karaoke mic that you get your kid, that second grade karaoke mic, that first one you get at Toys R Us.
The little Fisher-Price one?
Yeah, the one at Toys R Us.
Mr. Microphone.
Mr. Mike.
Hey, I got a Mr. Microphone.
It's like, oh, wow, this is amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
dude. So we, you know, and then, you know, you opened the show.
It was fun, you know. I got to go up there first. I had to go up there first. And Dougie's like, you get to go first, bro. And I was like, I got this. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And I got them at their most awake.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, pretty much.
And dude, about 20 minutes into the show, they all had concrete caps on.
Yeah. I've never had anybody fall asleep on me, man. I really,
fuck.
Really thought I was losing it today, man. So but then I thought about where I was. So it was
really good. And Chris did a nice rendition of... Thank you for being a friend.
Yes.
The Golden Girls.
Yes, I had
right?
the
intro song, whatever.
I just felt Betty White spirit just come over me, man, in that place.
By the way, did you see
hair.
Her recently? Wasn't she on the Emmys or something like that?
Yeah,
she showed up. Boy, she's a fucking for 90 something years old.
Yeah, she's still hanging, man.
Yeah, man. She's still funny. She's still witty.
Yep.
She's cool.
She looks great.
I love Betty White. She's awesome.
Dude, some of the people we were looking. Now, listen, doing comedy in Florida for a while, you know, I've been approached a lot of times about doing the senior tour, they call it, where you're doing all these over 50 condos, and they pay pretty good money some of these places.
Yeah.
But, dude, I just can't get excited looking out in an audience like that.
It's hard, man. That's
God,
all I
dude.
Can say,
nothing
boy,
about
man.
It is hard. They all look like they're like fucking melting fucking candles.
Yo.
And to all my black friends, this ain't hospice. No. You know, you go there with your Medicare and shit, you just go there to die. These people are living. I mean, they had happy hour at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, man. When we walked in there, she's like, oh, I got to serve. You guys hang out here. I'm going to go serve some drinks.
They had
first.
A booze
we were like,
cart.
Drinks.
A booze cart.
Booze
at
cart.
Three.
Some I mean, wine.
How much do you think those people pay a month to live there, man?
Like $5,000?
Minimum. I mean, they got nurses, full-time nurses, big fancy homes. And,
yeah.
And
the crown molding.
Crown molding.
You see that? You see the library they had?
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Deep, man.
We performed next to it.
You know it's a good place when you walk in a place like that and you don't smell piss.
Yeah.
You know you're in a government facility. You're in some sort of like, you know... You know,
well, poor people.
Yeah, Medicaid type fucking home.
You just smell it.
Yeah, the minute you open the door, you smell piss.
Yeah,
and if you spend more than 20 minutes in there, guess what you smell like?
Piss.
You smell like piss.
Yeah, I didn't smell old. I still smell my cologne.
Yeah, dude.
Secondhand piss.
During the middle of my set, I'm like, hey, this place is like a college dorm for you guys. Like, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
you know.
It was tough though. Listen, these people were so old. Yeah, by the time I got up, some of these folks, I mean, you know, I tell a simple joke. I say a joke like, you know, I got to do, I'm talking about my weight. And I'm like, the other day was embarrassing. I went water skiing.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be parasailing.
Oh,
they didn't even fucking get no it. Way. They're like, I looked at them. I'm like, you guys all right? Should I call a medic? You know?
It was rough, man.
Dougie, at one point, and this is the funniest thing to me, somebody literally was sleeping in the front row.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. On me. A lady did it on me, and that's when I wrapped up. I was like, I guess, you know, I guess we better get this going to the next guy before everybody goes to sleep.
Chris, I could tell because I was in the back. Chris had the look on his face like he was in the middle of something, and then he went, all right, everybody, I think I've done enough.
Shit.
Tough, man. You know what I mean?
What's going on?
Like,
what's up, Hiram?
That's about it.
Hiram Rios, what's up, brother? And like the biggest laugh I got... was when that fucking lady dozed off in front of me to the right.
She didn't doze off.
She
dude, was
here,
she out.
She was asleep.
She was out.
She was literally out.
She looked like she was counting her toes.
She had mastered the act of sleeping sitting
dude,
in a chair.
You know what I'm saying? She was, and I go, what did I fucking say? I go, you know you're really doing well in life.
Yeah.
When somebody is sitting in the front row just completely falls asleep.
And everyone laughed. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God, that was a weird place. That was fun, though.
Yeah.
We all got to get there one day. Shit. I just hope my kids love me enough not to just leave me hanging like
well,
that.
Well, you know, listen, I had to put my mom in a nursing home because, I mean, she had Alzheimer's, dementia, bipolar disorder. So that was a combination there that I ain't going to, my wife's like, look, I love you, buddy, but, you know, we can't have your mom in the house. I mean, she takes... You know, they get to a certain point,
tough.
They take a shit and they wipe it all over the walls. People do that when they get all fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, so these people had it good, man. That was a quality place.
I'm sitting there doing the math. Now that we're thinking about that, since we're on old people.
Yeah.
Are there, like, different levels to senior facility? All right, we had the country club senior facility. That was where we were.
Right.
Then you got the nursing home. That might be the middle of the road financially.
Okay.
Then you got fucking...
Medicaid.
Yeah,
you got
that's
the
shit hospice. The motherfuckers just let you roll around and die.
Yeah.
They don't give a
their
shit.
Their Social Security checks go in, that's it. That's all that comes in.
Even based on what you make financially, it depends on how fucked up you can be as an adult when you're older
in
golden years.
Hell yeah, dude. If you want to choose who wipes your ass... You better put away some fucking money.
Yeah, man, because it can get pretty bad.
Wow.
I don't want to be in hospice.
Hospice is health. Sometimes you can't fucking do anything about it.
That's
right?
The one with the health. What's the one that
hospice is when you're dying. Hospice is when you're
all right,
on
what's
your
the one
final...
that just lets you just shit on yourself and just...
Well, there's a... All right, you have assisted living.
Yeah.
Assisted living is when there's got to be people around to help help you take your pills.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's nursing homes.
Them motherfuckers were a country club today.
No, man. It was a nice place.
Was really nice.
Nurse
right?
sitting next to him and shit.
We're like, where's Chris? He's getting some fried rice with fucking lobster.
Lobster into this shit.
God
I was
damn.
Like, this is beautiful.
I was like, it can't be lobster. Then he was eating it on the way home in the car, and I'm like, this is how a big old chunk of lobster tail.
Yeah, I was like, look at these motherfuckers. They're really eating good here.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way you get to heaven.
But, dude, here's the thing.
You had some lobster fried rice.
Yeah.
And it was good,
that's
right?
Good shit. Yeah.
Fried rice.
Fried
rice. So, dude. That here's the thing. I normally don't want to do those gigs. You know what I mean? It's not like me, Perry, Zach, and we used to the Wise Guy show, and Lenny would be like, dude, we make a lot of money if we do it. I don't have any interest in getting in front of these fucking people You know what I mean?
Consistently.
All the time. Yeah, it's like, I don't, listen, every once in a while, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But think I think it bears out to when I was in the, worked in the bank so many years, that's all I saw.
Yeah.
And you're going to get the phone call.
No,
dude, I'm not going to get any phone call. Listen,
Dougie, I watched your show on Facebook. You talked about us. We're never booking you again, you bastard. How dare you?
You think it's hard looking at us? We got to look at you, you fat boy. This moment, this is the one moment I wish I was blind.
Oh, God. Motherfuckers, that was a weird spot.
In the middle of my set tonight, somebody said, "What did he say?"
They wanted you to explain.
Oh, can you explain
the
that
joke?
Yeah, explain it.
And then you had to explain it.
I had.
That was funny. Yeah.
In the middle of my set, I do a joke where I reference the old Kung Fu reference. Can you grab this? If you can grab this pebble.
Yes.
And somebody goes, "I don't understand. Can you explain that?"
And you like, "Have you ever seen Kung Fu?" And they're like, "What's Kung Fu?"
This fucking lady lived in the 70s, obviously.
So you started scrolling off all these. You ever seen Match Game? You ever seen this game?
Love,
this
Boat?
Love Boat?
Fantasy Island, bitch?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that shit was so funny.
And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you ever seen Kung Fu? No.
Oh, my God. What a weird bunch, man.
It was rough. I'm just saying.
So funny, man.
I don't know.
Be nice.
Anyway, so that was, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. All right, good. All right, so that was the show. And this thing, we're going to do another one. We have another one coming up there. We booked two shows for that. I won't be in town. And we had a conversation. We might have some people come in and do it. But I don't have any, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm going to get, if somebody says I'm going to do one tomorrow, I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean? It's almost like, it's almost as the same feeling I'm getting, like I got to go to work.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because those folks, not only do you want to maintain a certain bit of quorum, the quorum about you, whatever, but you also got to speak slow and you can't fucking have say jokes that are a little too deep to think.
To our comedy friends, when you say there's energy in the crowd, ain't no energy in the crowd. At the senior living,
dude,
you got to bring all the energy.
That crowd has the energy of a paperweight.
Exactly. We need all the energy.
You know what I'm saying? There was nothing. Listen, God bless. Elgin went up and started, "Hey, everybody." And they were looking at him like, "Oh, my God. I wish I was that young again."
I grabbed the mic. I started beatboxing. I was dancing. I was singing.
Dude, you could have
told some jokes.
Let me tell you something.
You know?
If you would have just beat-bopped for the fucking hour, they would have been happy.
Probably.
They would have been sitting there going, "Yeah."
Yay!
And I was tempted to bring up that they're all whores fucking each other. I came real close.
Jesus, Lord.
I came real close. God. Like, hey, I know you don't. Why are you guys acting? Why are you guys so tired? You guys having sex all night together?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder how they would have handled that.
They're freaks, man.
You know what I mean?
Well, what the girl told us, she said, "I told him you guys were going to be dirty."
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, she
did.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Freaky ass old people. Sluts.
They're probably waiting for the.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, "When are you guys really going to talk about the good stuff?
Let's talk dirty."
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God.
Oh, yuck.
I think a masturbation bit would have been fine with the guys. Dude, there was, and that's another thing, folks. There was like 2-3 guys in that room.
Yeah.
And there was, 50-60 women?
Yeah, man. They're those old dudes are,
those guys
are good.
Yeah, those guys are looking good.
Yeah. Their numbers are good.
The ratio in that place was like 20 women to one guy.
So that lets you know that men are dying off quicker or their kids don't give a shit about them when they get older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mommy, we're going to take care of. Dad, fuck you. You know, we're not putting you in the
If we have
club.
Anybody listening to the show that may be going to an older place, go visit this place in Delray, Granville. And if you're a good looking dude, you get into that place, you're gonna get some ass.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think that's the ass you want to be trying to get.
Hey.
Hey, guys, listen, when you're like 70 years old, who's fucking picking?
I mean, some of these cats, hey, money, the benefits might be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Gross.
That is gross.
Gross.
Pretty right,
gross.
Well, you know, they all can't be winners.
Gross.
I don't know. hey, but I mean, I am looking forward to tomorrow. If you're in Naples, I'm going to be at the Off the Hook Comedy Club opening for Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth.
Ooh, great venue. I've
fun. And I talked to Captain Brian about us doing the Ebony and Olive comedy show there on an off night.
Oh.
Yeah, they've had some other people, local comics that are on their off night.
Yeah.
So that'd be good to do.
Yeah, I like that place. Nice place.
And now here's the thing. My buddy, Jay, he's posting stuff on social media, right? You know, everybody does, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't mention me. Hey, I'm going to go be with my buddy Dougie in Florida. We're going to be at the Off the Hook Comedy Club. Doesn't mention me. I'm just wondering.
I would dump him.
No, I mean, don't be an... Like, listen,
dump him,
my question
Dougie.
Is,
I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. My question is, like, like, if I'm doing a show...
Yeah.
Like somewhere on you guys on the show, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to have, you know, Chris Priest with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have, you know what I mean? I mean, should I take it personally that he's not fucking.
No.
That is common social media courtesy.
Right.
Give him a shout out.
Give him a shout out. I just did it today. Hey, I'm with Doug and Elgin up here with the old folks. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that post.
That easy. Is that easy? But there's some selfish people out
there. I bet he's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. He's doing all kinds of videos and shit. He's not saying, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing my buddy Dougie.
No.
None of that Doug. Shit. Dougie's not even on the show. I even went on Facebook and said, who's opening for you?
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a bitch or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, I would do it.
You're not. I mean, but different strokes, different folks. And some people are like that.
I think you should do it. Like, hey, by the way.
I think it's common courtesy,
you know?
Actually.
And I feel bad because I was actually trying to help him find. I was reaching out to some people to see if they could pick him up at the airport because he's got to fly into Fort Myers and then drive to Naples.
Well, forget him.
How much is that? Well, that's what I. Fuck it. You know, I'm glad I didn't give it that much fucking trouble.
Exactly.
I was talking to some people. Hey, you mind picking him up at midnight? You know, I'm sure he'll give like $20 or so. Nah.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about
Uber
it.
Uber bitch.
Man.
Lift bitch. Son of a bitch. Catch Uber.
I can't do. I love my Uber.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be at the World Series of Comedy this week. Who was it? Fozzle was just there.
Yeah.
He did the wild card round. And he said I go, how long was it? He goes, like an hour. It's like an hour from the airport. I go, an hour? I was told it was like maybe 35 minutes. I'm like, that's a fucking Fozzle. What do you tell me what the fuck the answer is, dude? How can you be at the. Is it an hour or 30 minutes?
That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Uber, how much is that? Like the difference between an hour Uber drive and a 30-minute Uber drive. Like difference between 60, 50 bucks and 35 bucks?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Right? So, I mean, I'd like, not that it's going to break. Oh, I can't do them. You know, of course, what else are the options I get? I was actually on the World Series of Comedy page, and I go, anybody going to be flying in around tomorrow at 1 o'clock? You know, hang out. We'll,
Uber pool.
We'll share an Uber.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just share an Uber.
Uber's the best.
Dude, it's the fucking best. Any rate. By the way, I thought it was interesting that the Hoopleheads are at it again. You know, the liberals that are crying about everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Ted Cruz was in a restaurant now in Washington, D.C., and a bunch of people, grown-ups, got up and jeered him out of there, bugged him until him and his wife left the fucking place. Now, aside from this being a crazy time where actually grown-ups are acting like fucking spoiled children.
Yes.
Aside from that, my question to you guys is, what would you do, for whatever reason, just whatever reason you're in that position, what would you do if a bunch of adults were standing up in front of you and your wife going, you guys got to fucking leave. We don't believe what you stand for.
To me and my wife?
Yeah.
If a bunch of people were doing that?
Yeah.
I would take my wife and I would leave.
Just that's it.
I wouldn't want to deal with that, and I don't want that type of energy around me. And
all
my
right.
family.
All right,
I would get. I don't need to be in that environment. If you don't want me there, bye. I don't need to eat at your
right.
restaurant.
So you don't want to say I want to. You know, you don't look at the restaurant and go, really? This, you're going to allow?
I would feel that way. I would be like, this
I'm
is
not
a
gonna,
fucked up place.
Oh,
would,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Would I go to management and be like, hey, man, I'm not. I'm spending my money. I'm not here to get harassed
right.
or whatever. But at the end of the day, if I'm outnumbered. Yeah, fuck. I just leave. I don't want to go through all that crap because that's where we're headed. I mean, where you eat, where you buy your clothes, where you get your gas. Everybody's making this decision left, right, con, liberal. Oh my God, it's confusing.
Yeah.
I just tell black people to stay out of it.
Yeah,
it's not our fight.
Is that
stay
your advice to the black man?
That's my advice. Stay out of it.
Let the white man fuck
Let
around
the
with
white
this
man,
one.
This is. God has put Trump in office because blacks have been distracted for 400 years. Now the white man is distracted amongst themselves. This is the time to make a move, black America. This is the time.
Ah.
They're fighting. They're fighting. Liberal, conservative, Don't go putting your 2 cents in. They don't care.
Just let them fight it out.
Let them fight it out. Let them fight it out. I just stay in the middle. I'm everybody's friend.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, just stay in the middle.
But that's the thing. Like I've told you, I even want to get off Facebook. I'm at the point where I don't even want to. You know what I mean? I the other day I got involved a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I commented on something, right? And I was just like, whatever. And then somebody said, I'm like, I don't even want to get into this. Then the next thing you know, you got all these trolls calling up. Like, you fuck you, you asshole. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. What are you, a fucking Nazi? I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy.
I think what we were talking about in the car, when we were kids, politics was punishment. Like, your moms made you watch the news for punishment, right? Because it was so boring.
Right.
But the last two presidents, Obama and Trump, are the first social media presidents. So now Joe Blow thinks he's a damn Congress member sitting in his toilet with a joint in his mouth on Facebook thinking he's a politician now.
He's a pundit of the...
He's
a
pundit.
He actually paid attention in civics class.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Everybody was an A student in civics class, and now they know everything. And that's where we're headed.
I lost some friends, some comedian friends, a couple in Orlando, a couple douches, that got mad because I said, listen, I don't want to hear your political opinion, especially if you got a credit score below 500.
Oh, shit.
Nobody wants your opinion. Like, Jesus, in other words, Christ. Don't be giving advice. You can't even fucking keep your credit score up.
Oh, my God.
And then some particular comic goes, oh, that's fucking an asshole. That's bullshit. I go, well, I guess I just found out who has an under 500 credit
score.
There
you go.
I
can't get my mad.
I mentioned on the show yesterday that, you know, if everybody's going to be judging everybody so critically and casting, then everybody needs to go through a moral audit. Like, could you imagine if you had to walk through this fucking TSA machine?
Right.
And not only did it show if you had, like, you know, a gun on you or some shit, it actually went through your brain and pulled out all your fucking sins and all your and all the shit you do. Like, and all of a sudden, everybody can look at your, like, if everybody shows, everybody tomorrow is going to bring your laptop.
Oh,
computer,
my God.
Your phone, you got to bring it into this fucking government center.
Right.
And everybody's going to be completely morally audited.
Oof.
And what's going to happen? What are we going to find? You know, like, everybody wants to find out where their DNA is. Oh, we need to find out where your morality is.
This is going
to
be bad.
Everybody's got to go in, check all your shit, turn it in, fess up
It'd be really bad.
It would be really bad.
That's the thing. People would be like, oh, and they would try to explain themselves. It would be a lot easier if a lot of people went, you know what, whatever happened, it's done. You know, let's see what's going on now. Yeah,
that's where I think I'm not changing subjects, but that's where when you got guys getting in trouble for something they did in college or high school, you're running a slippery slope there.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm 47. I just turned 47. If you're gonna talk about what I did when I was 17, 18, 19. You're now digging 30, 28, 29 years, 25 years ago. With all due respect, people, before I make it, before I'm famous, I'm apologizing to everybody. From age 16 to 22, I was out of control. I was under the influence of Luther Campbell and the Two Live Crew. Whatever that man told me to do, I did it.
He was preaching.
I apologize.
Wow.
I'm getting it out of my system.
I'm telling
you, that's going to help.
Listen, there was days on fucking Truth or Dare I chose to show my dick instead of fucking lick the fucking ground.
There you go.
Or kiss the fucking gutter.
Am I a bad guy now?
No. Does that mean yeah.
Shit, it's tough.
They
man.
Did that with an athlete. Wasn't there an athlete a few months ago that he texted some shit in high school or college
and
that came back
after.
And they're like, what the, you know
he's
what
like,
I mean?
Come on, dude. It was I mean, I was crazy. I was young and stupid. But
we've
you know,
all
here's
done
the,
it.
Here's the hypocrisy of this. I want to share. You know, on the liberal side, people will get mad. Like if somebody went to prison and then got out of prison. You know, the liberal way I think is like, oh, this person needs to be given a free, like, you know, forgiven in a sense. All this shit. But no, they're not. Now they're saying, well, if that's the case, if you fucking committed murder when you were 20 years old, you don't have the rights to anything, even if you just spent your time.
Yeah.
Your past completely predicates your future. You know, every day we're on Earth, we have an ability to change. Every day we're here, every day we can, you know, think about shit decisions you made just fucking a year ago that you said, like me, will I take a gig in an old age home again? You know, I mean, I can tell you right now, in this past day, some of my future actions may have changed just from what I experienced today.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So why am I, and again, people are like, oh, fucking, dude, this is about Kavanaugh. Forget this whole thing about Kavanaugh. You have no fucking proof. There's nothing. It's hearsay.
30 years ago, man.
And I said this, in a court, generally, there's a reason why there's a statute of limitation, because when it comes to testifying and things like that, yeah, especially personal. If you try to remember back 30, 40 fucking years ago, your memory is going to be flawed.
It's hard. It's hard.
And even if it's a testimony, it's going to be questioned because it was that fucking long ago.
I can't remember what happened 2 months ago.
You know what I'm saying? I'm at the age where everything happened either 2 days, 2 weeks, two months, or two years. The fucking number two like a conjunction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how long? I don't know, about a couple years ago. You know, when did this happen? Oh, about 10, you know what I mean? Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember shit. You know, there's a philosophy, there's something in philosophy, psychology called recency. You only remember the shit that recently happened. So if all of a sudden somebody says, hey, remember the first girl that, you know, you gave you a blowjob? You're going to be like, all right. And then you may be thinking about girls now, and you may, like, all of a sudden your memory may cause you to think it was someone else.
Exactly.
And then, you know, oh, I think it was a girl named Susan.
Yeah, because we're getting...
Now, poor Susan, you go on a talk show. Hey, I think Susan blew me in my back seat at Burger King in high school. Meanwhile, Susan and her husband are watching fucking Facebook Live, and they go, "Did you blow Chris? He's talking about you." I'm like, "I don't remember." And like, "Oh fuck, we need an investigation."
Trouble. Investigation. Her word against mine. There's no semen.
There's no dress.
There's no dress. I mean, it's hard, buddy. We live in a world now where accusations can ruin your life, man. Get you guilty.
Oh, my God. Smallest thing someone can say, and your life is over.
That's all. You can ruin somebody's career.
Yeah.
Just by saying, I think this person did this to me. And listen, this is all about precedent. It's all about that. And, again, folks, people who are involved with it, we're going to look back, and you're going to be judged. Yep. Like the people that wore the pussy hats. You better get rid of those fucking pictures, because embarrassing is going to be. You won't be able to get into one of these good old age homes if all of a sudden you're trying to fucking get in and say, "Is this you wearing a fucking?" Because that's what's going to happen. You want to stay in a nice old age home? They're going to say, "We want to make sure we have people that are like normal." So is this you with a pussy hat on?
And this is why I had to take a break from teaching, because you're a male teacher in elementary school. Knock on wood, nothing's ever happened. But now, kids see this every day, so they know how do I get out of trouble. I can make up something on Mr.
Yeah.
Priester.
Hell yeah.
He's on the news, whether I'm lying or not, whether it's true or not. Now his name's drugged through the mud. Yeah. Now I'm the bad guy.
Let's look at Bill Cosby as an example. Okay, yes. He's going to spend 3 years in jail. There's people that are pissed off about
three to
that.
10 years. In jail.
Oh, is it okay? Well, yeah. I thought he was sentenced to three. So. You know, some people are mad. That's not long enough, right? But listen, the minute Hannibal Buress called him out, the minute it started fucking flaming up and all these other people came, it didn't fucking matter what the court thought.
No.
You said it. The last two presidents we've had been in the social media era.
Yeah.
The ones before didn't. You think it's going to get fucking better?
Oh.
It's going to get worse. You know why? Because every new generation thinks they're fucking brighter than the next.
Yep.
And if to a certain extent, they are. Like, kids today speak all kinds of languages on the computers and all kinds of shit. And they can't change a fucking tire.
No.
But you know what I mean? So there's a different level, right?
But that's not important.
That doesn't matter.
It's not important.
Not in their eyes. You don't need to worry about that.
Mm-mm.
You know, but listen, that none of them can write in cursive.
Nope.
Right? I mean, whatever. All I'm saying is every fucking every generation gets more perverted.
Oh, God, yeah.
The sins are getting worse. Like, I'll give you, like, think about it. Like, think about when you're in high school. Like, I'm older than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in middle school, there might have been one or two dudes who actually got laid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was a couple guys that fucking, you know. Now I bet middle school is a lot more.
And see, this is where all this stuff is getting cloudy. Because I was telling a buddy of mine, because now we're older, we have the real life data. I don't need the books. I got the real life data. I've seen you grow up to an adult. But the girl... We used to call it copping a feel in middle school. You touch her on the butt, and we run down the hall. Now, two things would happen. Either she would catch you later and knock the living shit out of you in front of everybody, and you knew you don't touch her again.
That's a bad move.
And the other girl would be like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
And everybody touched her.
Right.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that again.
She enjoyed
being
touched. And she ended up being the girl who was a little easier.
Promiscuous.
Right. Now, the one that punched you and knocked the shit out you, she turned out to be somebody's
wife. Serena Williams.
She turned out to be a good girl. She was somebody's wife. she didn't have the reputation of being all over the town with everybody. But that girl we were touching in middle school, the stop. She ended up being.
Well, I can remember girls in middle school that, that had a reputation.
Yeah.
You know, and I fucking went right. I went after.
Of course. You know, right at one of the easy chick.
I think there's Donnell McClellan. I think it was a girl.
Oh, geez, don't say her name.
I don't know if that's her name. I could be wrong.
Okay, I hope
But I'm trying to test my Kavanaugh testimony type ability.
We're not trying to get sued here.
You know what I mean? But I remember that was the first girl I made out with. Like, I think I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, no, it wasn't my first, but the first girl I tried to really make out with was that's Truth or Dare. You know what I mean? I had one. I played Truth or Dare with these girls in the family, a sister, like older and younger. One of my first French kisses was this girl in Truth or Dare.
See?
And that was how I learned how to kiss.
And these kids don't know.
And I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And then her sister, a couple days later, I get to kiss her. She was a bigger girl, older girl. And she was sticking her tongue down at me like she was looking for a fucking Tic Tac.
See that? But kids won't experience that anymore.
Oh, I used to remember going to the school dance in middle school, man. And just dancing my ass off and then going sitting on the bleachers and making out.
Exactly. Now,
you know, now I don't know what these kids are fucking doing.
Right here. I mean, because all you think about it.
Because they don't socialize the same way we did.
I wouldn't dare put any kids out there. But last year, we had fourth grade girl at the school. Fourth grade girl. She's got 40 days worth of history in her phone Googling sex shit.
Really?
And I mean, she knows all the dirty words. So what was she learning? Oh, my big brother was telling me to do it. So if you're Googling fuck, shit, dick.
Her
boom.
Big brother was telling her to do it?
Yeah. So
that's terrible. He's grooming her.
Yeah, grooming her.
You ever see those pictures of the family hidden, giving the little two-year-old a joint and the joint gets smoking?
That's terrible,
yeah,
too.
It's
crazy. I just saw a video of a fucking adult and their kid was getting a tattoo.
They think that shit funny.
A kid.
But
look at my kid.
But at the end of the day, when you're giving your kid these things at 9 years old, I was telling somebody the other day, I was in high school. We didn't have cell phones yet. My mama said, hey, boy, I'm going to be in front of that school at 5:30, bitch. She get off at 5 o'clock. She picked me up at 5:30. If I was not out front at 5:30, 5:31, she gone, bitch. Get home by yourself. Yeah. Can't do that now. Now there's child neglect. That's child neglect.
Yeah. That's funny you say about that. But kids could do anything they want if they want to fuck with you.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And kids know that with parents. That's why the parents they can't do anything anymore, parents.
Yeah.
Can't discipline a kid. Then, like when I ran martial arts schools, that was a big problem. These kids had no discipline.
Mm-mm.
And the parents are like, well, you know, if I can do anything, I'm like, well, you don't have to smack them across the fucking face, but you could, you know, you got to be able to establish some sort of reward system.
Yeah, it's called a consequence.
Yeah.
They must know they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And you show me a brat, and I used to see it all the time, and that's where the difference is. If you got money, that's why I tell people it's money and poor. All that other shit in between, because my son went to private school, so I know kids who got fucked up drunk every day, wrecked cars, but dad knows the police department.
Yeah.
Dad knows, hey, how much to make this shit go away? You know, little Joey's a little fucked up. How much to make this go
but
away?
But you know what? Not only that, I'm going to back it up. My parents didn't have money, but when shit would happen, you know, or what happens is people that are, let's say, well off, with that comes acquaintances, like you're saying, other types of information and knowledge, other types of things where I've been here. I've learned how to deal with this.
Yes.
And then the kid learns, hey, well, this is what happens. You got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. Mm-hmm. Where you have parents who have no idea. They look at you like, my dad used to come in with my brother would fuck him and go, you're going to jail. What about things being good? What's going to happen? Fuck it, you fucked up. I don't know. What am I? I got 50 bucks in the bank, you
that's
asshole.
It. And see, there's the difference.
Yeah.
See, Doug and I came up with parents who worked, and it was check to check or whatever I'm making pays up. You couldn't fuck up because I can't afford to get you out of your fuck up. But if you some rich guy up on the beach, little Joey, he always fucking up. Let write a check, get it over with. You can't fuck up.
Joey,
the
sit down. I got to talk to you. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of everything.
Yeah.
But here's what you got to learn next time.
And they don't have shit to do with a political party. That's money. That's rich money. They ain't got nothing to do with race. That's money.
Yeah, money.
You broke. You can't do shit.
Yeah, when something happens, when some sort of adverse situation happens in your family, and you have very limited of any choices of how to rectify it, that's and here's the thing, here's a fucking thing. However reason it's you're there, a million people have a million fucking different reasons for being there. The fucking reasons don't matter.
Mm-mm.
The only thing that matters is getting the fuck out of it.
Yep.
No one ever, listen, everything's ever happened. Everybody's had their own trail. As you wake up tomorrow morning, everybody got here somehow, some way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Not everybody got the fucking, not everybody had, even people, like you said, silver spoons, those motherfuckers, yeah. Those people are not well equipped to deal with today.
Mm-mm.
Right? As compared to the kid who fucking struggled every day and learned how to fucking fight.
Yep.
The difference is, when you get handed shit, either you sit there and smell it and go, why did this happen to me? Or you go, fuck this, I don't want to smell this shit anymore.
And that's where we're headed. We got a bunch of people working, but a bunch of people want everything. And, whew,
yeah,
it's going to be tough. It's tough. That's tough.
Welcome to the New World Order.
That's it. Fuckers. It's tough.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Too loud for you?
Oh, that was a commercial.
Oh, no, that was our news break.
Okay, I'm
hey, it's
sorry.
Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and here and make fun of it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here's a story. $18 million worth of cocaine found in bananas.
Wow.
Given to a Texas prison.
What kind of monkey shit is that?
Don't say that, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't fucking say that. Now people are going to say, what, black people are in jail? You're making this a racist thing.
I'm black.
You can say it, but...
Say it.
And Houston authorities say bananas donated to the Texas prison turned out to have nearly $18 million worth of cocaine hidden inside the boxes.
Damn.
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says in a Facebook post that the drugs were found in two pallets of bananas that were donated because they were already ripe. You know what that means, wink, wink.
Oh, my God.
This sounds bogus.
The prison got a little nervous when the inmates going, hey, man, where are them fucking bananas?
Yeah, man, what's the bananas?
What, they fucking knocked on the door, and then, like, the guard came out, no one's there, just a basket of bananas.
Yeah. Like,
these are so ripe. Please enjoy these bananas.
Left in a basket.
Delivered to cell block C.
I'm going
to
make a banana pudding tonight.
I'm making banana bread. The department says sergeants who picked up the boxes found a bundle of white powdery substance under the bananas. U.S. custom officials were called to the scene, and the authorities say 540 packages of cocaine were found in 45 boxes of bananas.
Cocaina.
Well, God, what happens when the apples get there? They got cocaine. The next pallet of fucking fruit's going to be Xanax.
Xanax, heroin,
so you can chill out. And then the next box is going to be some weed,
so
you can deal with the depression, right?
Wow.
No more fruit.
No more fruit.
No more fruit to the fucking prisons.
With no vegetarian.
Yes.
No more fruit.
With no more gifts. State investigating restaurant that calmed lobsters with pot. Remember that story came out a few days ago? There was a restaurant that felt bad when they boiled live lobster. And we just recently did that. We ordered all these lobster. I didn't realize my wife, they were beating the shit out of them and cracking them while they're still fucking alive. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. So what the restaurant did was, they got the fucking lobsters high. I don't know how they did that. You see a lobster fucking smoking joint with his claw, you know, or bong hits.
That claw, yeah.
Hey, what's up, bitch? When's dinner? As soon as you're done smoking, bitch.
Fuck them crabs.
Yeah.
We're lobster.
We ain't no crabs.
Don't
call me a crab, motherfucker.
Maybe just baste them in weed butter.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's not a bad idea.
You know what I mean?
Southwest Harbor, Maine. State health inspectors are investigating a Maine lobster restaurant that tried to mellow out lobsters with marijuana.
Wow.
The news said that legendary lobster pound in Southwest Harbor remains open, but has stopped allowing customers to request meat from lobsters sedated with marijuana.
Oh, wow.
Is that kind of like marinating a steak?
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? Hey, I want my lobster to have gotten high.
Could you put my shit in OG Kush, please?
I want the fucking Cheech and Chong lobster.
You know what the lobster smokes? Seaweed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah, there you go. That's for the kiddies.
That was for
now,
Peter.
Now, here's the thing. That would have been a Peter
that
joke.
That was for Peter.
I wonder if the old people would have liked that joke.
They probably would have loved that joke.
They're going to have a new seafood restaurant that serves weed.
Joke like that.
Yeah. I did a joke about seaweed. A kid said he saw it, but I couldn't do it there. The motherfucking seaweed.
Gil said Friday that she had started offering smoked lobster meat recently and hopes to resume sales by mid-October. Maine Department of Health and Human Service spokesman Emily Spencer wouldn't say whether the state had asked Gil to halt such sales. And it's unknown whether pot smoke actually calms lobsters or has an effect on their meat.
But
the waiters
love smoking it as they're preparing the fucking lobsters, or the chef.
He go into the restaurant. Hey, man.
I don't know if the lobster likes it, but I fucking love it.
Can somebody please order the lobster?
Please, bitch. Please, bitch. Order the lobster.
That sounded like the fucking guy was... So does it have any effect on the lobsters? He's like...
I don't know.
I don't know if the lobster likes it, but I love it.
But the waiters love serving it.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Dean Gassert?
Oh shit!
Yeah, I mean, I had some. When I was away this weekend, I went to an alehouse and I had the filet mignon and the lobster tail, 4 ounce lobster tail with it. Mm. Oh, fucking love lobster!
Sounds so.
Some
good.
Of the like you That's get sushi meat. Lobster tail. Meat. Oh man, lobster.
That's the best. That's the best.
I've been eating a lot of lobster lately. I'm not trying to brag, but it's
Real
lobster.
Dude, I've had the opportunity to eat
real.
A lot of
lobster. Real lobster ain't real, man.
Yeah.
That's crawfish.
That ain't real, dog.
that's crawfish real. Put on a treadmill.
Thanks for sharing that you done stepped up red lobster. But
I got a gift card. I'm trying to say.
All right, gift card.
Thank you. I appreciate the gift card from Red Lobster.
I'm still amazed people eat a red lobster now.
That shit's so fake. Oh, my God. I mean, but the food phenomenon, everybody want to eat so good. They fucked up places like TG Fridays, Applebee's, Red Lobster.
Yeah.
That's bullshit food now. Nah.
Yeah.
That bullshit food. They used to be fine dining.
Like Bennigan's. That's like you take a date to Bennigan's.
Bennigan's, all them shit's going to fold soon. I bet.
I like those restaurants because they're trying to save themselves. Like, we have the healthy menu now.
Yeah, too late, bitch.
And that ain't going to happen.
I want my baby ribs, all that shit. That's out. They don't want none of that.
If you're gonna go get ribs, that's why you got to support local restaurants that specialize in this type of fucking food. You know what I mean? Those are the people let's get those families involved that really know what the fuck they're doing in the kitchen. I hate when I go to an Applebee's and the staff just look like a bunch of people that just couldn't get jobs at a hotel or a real job. You know what I mean? Like, the people that work at those fucking restaurants, they're the ones that got fired from Hertz rental car. You know,
those guys got fired
from like Walmart, you know, like, oh, I guess I got to go job as a server at Applebee's.
But
now.
It's funny you said food. Now, you got so many good restaurants that specialize in what you want.
Right.
All the places like Applebee's and shit like that, they're going to be extinct soon.
That's what I do. I think that you're going to bring back, which is good, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Cathay Pacific spells own name wrong on the side of its plane.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
The Hong Kong carrier dropped an all-important F in the branding blunder that was quickly spotted by an eagle-eyed Twitter user.
Pacific.
Hey, you got to spell it wrong. The major airline had to send a plane back to the shop after spelling its own name wrong.
How did they know? They can't win spelling bee. We win spelling.
Why you know you spell check?
We got to get Indian guy in here to check our spelling. Cathay Pacific became Cathay Pacific. Oh, I'm sorry. Cathay's Pacific became Cathay Pissick.
Pissick.
Passick. Take a piss. Passick. After an all-important F was left out of its name, the Hong Kong carrier confessed to the error on Twitter, where it was quickly mocked by trolls on fucking Twitter. Cathay Pacific wrote, oops, the special livery won't last long. She's going back to the shop.
I'd be pissed.
Oh,
That's an easy mistake.
Oh, my God. Somebody's fired.
Someone's like P-A-C.
Someone told
like,
me
hello.
To get...
He looks away.
Yeah. Huh? What?
No, oh.
There it is.
There it is. Send.
There it is.
Send.
And you know, like the guy looked at it, and he goes, "Oh fuck, I can't fix it. Let's see if they notice." Like, you know, some people do that. They fuck up, and they go, "I hope nobody notices."
Yeah. I'm on an airplane. Nobody will see it. Once we're in the air, no way.
Hey,
nobody.
Can you guys make sure when you take off, you get the nose up high?
Yeah, you can get up quickly. Yeah. Get up.
Hey, guys, can you get the 30,000 feet as high as quick as possible? Don't fly next to the fucking CEO's house.
He's like, give me...
Yeah.
He tries to patch it up with some...
Oh,
give me a ladder. And
it's a whiteout, bitch. I need all the whiteout in Tokyo right now.
There's
bitch.
A fucking little, like one of those little X marks, and it'll put the F in there. Oh, yeah, geez. That's fucked up.
Poor guy.
You know,
spray painted.
But see what's going to happen? This guy's going to get fired, and guess where he's going to go work?
Applebee's.
Oh,
hey, we got this new guy from an airline. He wants to fucking help us serve our healthy special menu.
It's two for one. Applebee's, two for one.
You talk about things like, there's things I don't do anymore, right? There's things I don't get on anymore. Like, I don't get on a pogo stick.
Oh, no.
I don't get on a fucking unicycle.
No.
I don't get on a ladder. Ladders. That's it. I have the agility that makes it, there's nothing different. If I got on a ladder, I got on a fucking pogo stick. The same thing's going to occur. Right? Okay. And I don't get on fucking roller coasters anymore. Done. I've had enough fucking craziness in my life. I don't need to wake up and have a sore neck or a fucking headache for the next 10 hours.
It just happens now.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
happens.
Old. I just wake up.
I get on a fucking thing. I'm like, oh, okay, this is great. And then for like 4 hours, I'm walking around an amusement park like somebody just punched me for 10 minutes.
See, I'm 47. Doug is a little around. See, you don't have that shit yet, LD. You just wake up and body parts are like, fuck.
No, but he's small, dude. He's compact. Nothing. Guys like us, you're tall and I'm fucking big and fat. You know, so little things happen. Look at me. I twisted my neck looking backward and somebody talking back in the back seat. I fucking had a pinched nerve for a month.
Jesus Christ.
See, it's good to be small, guys.
Here's a story. Six Flags St. Louis offers perks for customers' coffin time. You heard about this? You would probably want to do something like this.
Explain this.
In Eureka, Missouri, six contestants for a promotion at Six Flags in St. Louis will compete for a $300 prize, season tickets, and other perks. And all they have to do is spend 30 hours in a coffin.
That's easy.
Eureka.
You think?
I think it's easy.
Dude, that,
I ain't doing it. I'm
scared.
But not for $300.
No, but you get that, $300 cash, season tickets to the parks.
Okay.
And other perks, like maybe you get to go to Applebee's.
But that's $10 an hour. That's and probably
but think
worth
about
it.
You also get to be that dude. That's
the
a
guy
lot
who
of,
did it.
That's a lot of... press.
You can either do that.
Use it as a
you can either do that or win the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship.
Yeah.
St. Louis Post reports that the participants chosen for the ghoulish contest will bide their time in a 2 foot by 7 foot coffin.
Okay.
From 1 p.m. on October 13th to 7 p.m. October 14th.
What if it's claustrophobic?
Well, I guess you don't answer that contest.
I don't think you should do it.
Yeah.
Fucking 30 seconds into it. Let me out!
I can't breathe, man.
Yeah.
Now, where are you? Are you going to be in public view? Is that going to be on stage? Like, are you going to be hear people yelling at you? Because all those factors could come into play.
The contest.
Or are you going to be in, like, fucking dead silence?
Put them in the dirt.
Dead silence. In the dirt is another way to do it.
This is the 30-year Fright Fest. They have, like, everybody has their fucking things. You ever go to, like, Universal Studios, Horror Nights.
Yeah. Oh, I love Halloween Horror Nights.
We went there once, and I'm like, okay, I'm not scared of shit. I'm scared of a guy in a fucking dark alley with a gun.
Yeah.
I'm not scared about a boogeyman coming out of.
Shit.
But the fucking motherfucker scared the shit out of me. We're walking, and I'm turned around for a minute as we're walking our friends, and I'm turning around talking backwards, and I turned around, this guy in this fucking kabuki mask. As soon as I turned around, I'm gonna shit myself.
And now. With these little punk ass kids, places like that are gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, they're gonna beat the shit out of
him. I can't go in there with my baby.
Yeah,
my liberal baby. He's scary.
He'll never forget it.
He'll never forget. He'd be traumatized.
Yeah, he won't want to go to school anymore. He won't want to go to work.
He would be traumatized.
You want to stop sucking on his mommy's titty at the age of 15?
Oh my Jesus Christ!
See,
the contestants get a brief hourly bathroom break, but otherwise remain in the coffin. I don't think they should get an hourly.
Hourly bathroom break? That's nothing then.
That's nothing, man.
You get out every hour for 30 hours? I'll do it.
Even a bitch with a prostate problem.
Oh, every hour they get out?
Contestants get a brief hourly bathroom break.
That's...
All who compete the challenge get two 2019 gold season passes and other park prizes, like some Koopy Bear. If more than one makes it to 30 hours, a drawing will determine who gets the $300.
That's bullshit. And they should both still get.
And the poor intern that got to sit and watch this shit. He got to sit there for 30 hours and make sure nobody peep out the coffin and shit and knock on it. Hey, man, time for your break, dog. Time for your break.
Hey, man, go take a piss.
Go take a piss, dog.
Well, I'm imagining they probably do it like since there's six people. You just every 10 minutes, you just go get a different person to break and just get fucking.
Some stupid bitch gonna do it, though.
Yeah, somebody will win.
Would do that shit in a heartbeat.
I know it. For some reason, Elgin, I can see you in there. Just
I mean, I could.
Out.
I know I could do it.
Just sleeping and snoring away.
Chilling.
See, people are commenting and shit. I don't know why things aren't going, but all right. I'm not gonna fucking bother with that. I had a friend that asked me to go to Fright Nights again. I'm like, I'm at the stage now. I'll turn around and hit somebody. That's what I worried about when I was gonna do. Somebody's gonna try to scare me.
I don't
want to
be afraid right now. I'm too old to be afraid. Yeah. We get afraid right now. That's a heart attack, bitch. I'm not doing that.
If I want to get afraid, just send me duplicates of all my monthly bills.
Yes.
That'll scare the shit out of me. You want to give me a Halloween to fucking remember?
Lights, water. Oh, shit.
Double my fucking mortgage payment. That'll...
That's scary.
Models with three breasts walk the runway at the Milan Fashion Week.
What?
You ever see those porn that make you think the woman actually had a third breast?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen those porn? Like, they're like a dirty picture. Like,
I know it exists.
Yeah, I know it exists. That one doesn't.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, it's not whackable material.
I know it's out there though. It's
designers are always pushing boundaries when they debut a new collection on the runway. Designer Giuliano Calza did just that when he sent a few models down the catwalk with prosthetic third breasts.
Mm. You gotta send me that link.
A third eye?
I want to see it.
Yeah, man. It's
That's a real third eye.
The Italian label, which stands for God Can't Destroy Streetwear, had the models sporting tiny neon bralettes. Each had a fake third breast implanted in between their other two.
That's some gender shit.
At the center of their chest.
That's some weird shit.
Each model's small top was strategically cropped to reveal a significant amount of underboob. Underboob sexy.
Boob.
Isn't underboob sexy?
Oh, yeah.
When you see an underboob, it's like almost seeing like a G-string on the top of a girl's ass over...
Side boob, too. Side boob.
Side boob's a good one.
Yeah.
Right? You see some side boob, you might as well, you know... Yeah.
Yeah. What about that side heel?
Side heel?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The fuck? I just saw it. That's why I laughed. I just saw it. Oh, God.
Social media commentator said, speculated that the look was inspired by the scene from the 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Total Recall. Remember that girl?
Yeah.
When similar-looking three-breasted prostitute flashed her chest, the actor threw up. No, I'm kidding. Kaza, who founded the line in 2015, opened up about the inspiration behind the eye-catching collection. Yeah, I mean, third tits. With second two vaginas?
No, I'm
That's not going to do me anything either.
No.
Right? If a girl had two vaginas? So there's some people that think they actually do.
Yeah.
Fucking ass men, we call them. I don't know. That story wouldn't have normally made the cut.
No.
Emergency evacuation. The Indian flyer mistakes exit door. Oh, Indian flyer mistakes exit door for the loo.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Listen, I'm convinced that
How do you do that?
There are people on a fucking airplane that are just morons. And that's evident every time when everybody's trying to disembark the airplane. These fucking people in the front rows that take forever. Oh, it's my turn? Oh, let me get up and now take my luggage out.
I can't stand the motherfuckers.
These are the same people that are in a grocery line that when they get to the grocery, they get to the cashier, they're like, oh, let me take let me write a check now.
That's how I missed my flight when we was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I had a layover in Atlanta. You know, well, I switched flights in Atlanta, but I only had like 40 minutes in between. And you know, Atlanta's a big-ass airport. Yeah. All these old bastards up front. Excuse me, Lord. I got an old mom. I have an old mom. I shouldn't say that. But some of the elderly people were taking their time, peeling shit out. One at a time. Oh, God. Missed the flight.
Yeah, nothing worse when you know you got a connecting flight.
Oh my God!
And you know you don't have that, especially like you said, Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a big
one. I sweat
boy.
My balls off.
Yeah.
Going from Z to fucking A one
that's
time.
That's a big one.
I was running like OJ to that thing, and I was dying. I had like dress like it was work. Yeah. I was wearing like dress clothes, suit type shit. And by the time I got to the fucking gate, I looked like I was in a sauna.
It was rough, boy.
And
that's
I'm like,
a big point.
Ugh. It was disgusting. I don't like. That's why I don't like flying through. Mm-mm. I hate flying through Atlanta.
Yeah,
you always get fucking delayed.
The only good thing about Atlanta is 100 flights going to your city, so you can get the next flight real quick. That's the only thing.
Well, here's a fucking numbnut. In Mumbai, an Indian passenger sparked panic in midair when he tried to open a plane door, apparently mistaking it for the bathroom. The man was traveling on a Go Air flight, which was spelled correctly on the airplane. The New Delhi to Patna on Saturday when he attempted to open the aircraft's rear exit door. Co-passengers raised the alarm when he was and he was intercepted by the crew.
He wasn't yelling anything, was he?
La 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 la.
Bless you.
When fellow passengers asked him what he was doing, quote, needed to use the washroom urgently and kept tugging at the exit door. I got to piss. Why does this door open?
Fuck, I got to go.
Dude, you open that door, we're all going.
Yeah, I see clouds and shit. I got to go so bad.
Pandemonium prevailed amid all this, and he was restrained and finally handed over to us. He said that the confusion happened because he had boarded a flight for the first time in his life.
First-timer.
First-timer, yeah.
Wow.
I guess now when you have those safety things, they tell you how to put the air mask on, the seatbelt. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to tell you, don't open this fucking door.
They're going to paint them red now. They're going to be fucking bright red. They glow.
The one with the window with the clouds. Don't do that one, please.
The see-through door.
See-through door with the clouds. Just stay away from that one.
I mean, that's the point. The fact that you got to fucking tell people this.
It's sad.
It's really bad, dude. That's the state that we're in right now. People, don't open the emergency door.
Wow.
You know?
He must have really had to go to the bathroom.
He did. Burglary suspect nabbed after getaway vehicle gets stuck in large manure pile.
Oh, wow.
I can't take this shit anymore.
Man, I'm stuck in shit, for real.
Burglary suspect nabbed after getaway vehicle gets stuck in a large manure pile.
Some deep shit right there. You're in deep shit, bro.
You're in some deep shit, motherfucker. You know the cop came up, hey, buddy, you're in some deep shit.
I'm in some deep shit, mama. You got to bail me out.
What do you mean? What's wrong? No, I'm in deep shit.
Get the shovel, Bubba.
Clean us.
A bungling burglar in Minnesota was nabbed after his pickup got stuck in a large pile of shit.
Oh, that's...
Matthew Bloomquist, 29, of Howick, Minnesota, was found standing on the side of the road, wiping shit off his fucking boot with a cigarette butt, smoking a cigarette covered in manure from his waist to his feet.
Oh, my God.
Opioid user.
When deputies arrived to investigate Wednesday's mornings, according to Stearns County Sheriff, says here that he was wearing jean shorts. Oh.
Oh, man.
Over long underwear. And no shoes.
Over long underwear.
Well, there's a good chance the shoes got stuck in the pile of shit.
Yeah.
When you walk through that much shit, your shoe usually sticks to the ground.
Man. What the fuck was he doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How did he end up in this shit?
Deputies assumed we're somewhere in the manure pile of shoes. Gudmundson said Friday in an incident report titled, "Something Doesn't Smell Right." Obviously, this encounter was accompanied by a strong-smelling odor. Added that the fair amount of rain we received over the weekend, and you have a nice blend of cacapoo-poo.
That's gross, man.
Deputies in Bloomquist was caught snatching lumber. Deputies said Bloomquist was caught snatching lumber and other items from a farm shed in Marine Prairie Township. When the farm owner called to report the overnight burglary, he said, surprisingly, that the pickup involved was still on the property, stuck in the shit.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So he had it coming.
Oh, shit.
He deserved that. That's like instant karma right there.
Yeah.
You're going to steal some shit? I'm going to put you in some shit.
Yeah. By the way, earlier Fozzle said side heel is almost as sexy as side forehead.
I love some side, that temple. Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
A little side forehead.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A little tragus action.
My dog Fasso, he is awkward. He's awkward.
I'm awkward. Fozzle. In Spanish, it means easy. Italian means easy. In American, it means I don't get laid much.
That's my dog.
That's that Fossil. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Damn.
It's been a fun day. We got to perform for old people.
Yeah.
And we got to hang out at Dougie's.
And got to hang out here. And that's the way it goes, guys. Thanks for listening to the show and watching us on Facebook Live. You can catch us at, now you can hear us on iTunes.
Ooh.
Of course, our Podbean Home Station Network and Stitcher. We're back on Stitcher, so check us out in there or go to our home site, WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. Become a patron listener. Donate $1 a month. Fuck, you watch a few shows a month, just give us $1 a month. If everybody does it, everybody gets gas money. That's the way it works.
Yeah. Share if you dare.
That's right. And, of course, thanks to Elgin and Dave for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's always fun to be here.
And our special guest, Chris Priester.
I appreciate it, man. The backup quarterback, and we still get into the Super Bowl,
there
baby.
You go,
I love
man.
It.
What's coming up?
Oh, shit. Tomorrow, GG's Music Cafe, open mic. Friday night, Eargasms. I'm hosting some dirty poetry. That's at Moments Cafe on Commercial. And Saturday night, I'm hosting, big event by the City of Lauderhill. It's a free event. It's called Pork and Pints. Liquor and barbecue, dude.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm glad you
called
it.
It's
pork
awesome.
And pints, man. You get
pork
the fucking.
And pints,
it's going to be so cool.
You get the fuck and then have some beers after.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Yeah,
I made
not that pork. It's not a vegan friendly event.
It's a white thing, by the way.
Oh, God. I went to high school with you guys. I know what porking means.
There you go. Elgin?
Yeah, episode 3 of Five Alive just came out. Make sure you guys watch it on YouTube and Amazon. And follow me at Elgin David.
There you go, guys. Don't forget, tomorrow night, I'll be at Off the Hook Comedy Club, along with some other headliner. I won't mention his name. He's not mentioned in mine.
some guy.
Some guy. He's going to be headlining. I'll be there. And on Thursday night, I'll be at the Belterre Casino Resort in Florence, Indiana, competing in the World Series of Comedy.
Yeah.
Go get him, Doug.
Go get it.
Don't forget, guys, next week, Mike Vecchione is our headliner at Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino. So that series coming back. For more dates for me, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. That's it, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week with all new shows. And in the meantime, take care. We'll be back here right at the same spot.
People out there, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. They're being there.